Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
American Idiots. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Good evening. Here's what's happening tonight. It was a violent scene on the Esplanade tonight when a free punk rock concert sponsored by a local radio station really got out of control.
An estimated 50,000 people crammed the Esplanade to hear the band Green Day perform. The band ran from the stage as the crowd surged forward during the show. Dozens of people are injured, we are told, at least one critically. After the concert, thousands rushed off the Esplanade into downtown Boston. Now, police tell us they are still arresting people at this hour. So far, at least 60 are under arrest. At one point, there were 250 law enforcement officers called out to contain the crowd.
We've covered concerts gone wrong, music festivals turned dangerous, and musicians' unexplained deaths. And today we're back. This time, we're going to Boston, where a dangerous uprising occurs at a low-key college Green Day concert. On this episode, we're covering 1994's Green Day Riot. In the early 90s, Green Day was a playful, self-deprecating pop-punk band who had recently broken through to have mainstream success with their third album, Dookie. Initially formed in 1987 by teenage friends Billy Joe Armstrong, Mike Dirnt, Sean Hughes, and Raj Punjabi, the band, then called Sweet Children, made a name playing punk venues in the Bay Area. Not to be confused with another band called Sweet Baby, the band changed their name to Green Day, which was slang for spending a day doing nothing but smoking marijuana. Lookout released Green Day's debut solo album, 39 Smooth, in early 1990. Later that year, the band began their first nationwide tour. They toured for most of 1992 and 1993, and then released their second studio album called Kerplunk, which sold a modest 50,000 copies in the U.S., but attracted the attention of Reprise record producers. After signing with them, the band went on to release their major label debut, Dookie, in February of 1994. I'm sure you know this, but the album was a huge success and went on to sell over 10 million copies in the U.S. At that point, Green Day had officially broken out and were feverishly touring the country and promoting Dookie. On September 9th, 1994, the band had a show at Hatch Memorial Shell, a 10,000-person venue in Boston. It would be a show like any other and considered practice for Green Day's MTV Music Awards appearance to happen later that month. The event was put on by WFNX Radio, branded as the Welcome Back Weekend Show for returning college students, and featured bands The Mises at 7 p.m. and Green Day at 8:15 p.m. Many low barricades were set up as a buffer zone between the fans and the stage, a normal part of Hatch Hall's security system. 40 state troopers and a private security force were on hand for added support. But before the concert, a large mosh pit opened up in front of the Hatch Shell. Comprised of mostly drunk teenagers, the crowd soon got out of control, with thousands of concertgoers pushed up against the railings and crushed between the venue's barricades. During the first band, the crowd began to taunt the police and throw garbage at security guards. When Green Day went on, they asked the crowd, politely, to calm down, which helped, temporarily. But about 20 minutes into their set, things got violent again. The crowd started screaming, slamming into each other, ripping up the venue's flower beds and hurling Snapple bottles at the stage. Billy Joe Armstrong then decided to join in on the riot, jumping off the stage and tearing up some flowers himself, at which point security shut down the entire concert and Green Day was cut off mid-song. But the crowd wouldn't stop and they wouldn't leave. It became a full-on revolt. The crowd turned against the police, screaming, "Hell no, we won't go," and "Pigs suck." A swell of people surged at the troopers and security, vandalizing the area, throwing punches and overturning everything in their way. At about 9:30 p.m., a line of 100 state troopers and Boston police officers formed a human wedge from the stage, driving the screaming crowd out of the Esplanade and into the Back Bay. More than 50 people were arrested and roughly 50 more were treated for minor injuries, from sprains to drug overdoses. Thankfully, nobody died, but the crowd had surprised everyone, especially the poorly equipped venue management, who had never experienced anything like it. Let's take a break.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Here are some testimonials from people who attended the concert, found on Reddit. Says, "Can't wake up today at all. That was the first live show I went to, and for the 16-year-old me, I didn't know if the madness was normal or not. Was loving every second of it until it got to be too much. I started pushing my way out, and two older college students helped me get out by lifting me over a security fence. Ripped my jacket in half on the way down. Will never, ever forget it." Says, "Good on you. I was 14 or 15. My older brother brought me along. He and his friends lifted me up and I ended up crowd surfing all the way to the front before the sound was cut off and things got scary. Too many people stuck between the Charles and the highway. Everyone was pushing and I was trapped between 70,000 Bostonians and a metal gate. A massive college kid next to me said something like, 'I may be 220, but I'm scared too. Don't worry, I'll help you.' He and a state trooper on the other side of the gate lifted me over and I ran the hell away." Says Indie Geek on Reddit, "I was there. It was a fucking nightmare. This wasn't 90K punks. This was every fucking shitbag college freshman showing up and thinking that rioting was what you were supposed to do. Add that up with half of the, quote, security being FSU and having barriers like 50 feet from the stage and set up in a way that was like a maze to get out of, and it turned into a cataclysmic clusterfuck." So what happened at this concert? How did a venue which had no history of violence or trouble suddenly erupt in chaos? Well, Hatch Shell Venue in 94 was a venue for the symphony, and it was designed not for punk bands, but for an older, mostly seated crowd. At that point, Green Day was one of the most famous bands in the world, especially for teenagers, and it was a bad fit for the too small, too sedate venue. College kids from the many surrounding universities came to Hatch half drunk, fresh off summer break, and ready to celebrate their favorite new pop album. All in all, it was a recipe for complete and utter chaos, and gave Hatch Hall an unsafe and violent reputation that it would keep years into the future.
I just wanted to add one fun fact.
Please
do. Not that much fun.
Please do.
I believe, and if anyone wants to challenge me on this, please do. I believe I saw the first East Coast Green Day show in 1992, I believe, at City Gardens in Trenton, New Jersey.
Wow.
And they were actually going to stay with us in New Jersey, in Trenton, or wherever we were staying.
Wait, somewhere who's to, us?
My friend. I had friends then.
Okay. You were only 40.
I was early 40s. And then I think they found cooler people, maybe with more women, not just a bunch of dudes, and stayed with them. But they were really nice. And I believe it was also that show where there was a gunshot in our direction, probably not aimed at us. Trenton is, especially in the early 90s, was pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
But If anyone knows when their actual first show was, I believe it was then.
Hmm.
Let me know if I'm wrong. History. Other than that, I'll just assume I am right and I am punk.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.